Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
In February of this year, news had come out that there had been a recall of Nana's berries, Nana's mixed berries. And the reason is that some people had gone to hospital or presented with symptoms in Victoria for Hep A. And then as the next week went on, up to now, there are 31 confirmed cases of Hep A, and the blame was sitting on the shoulders of Paddy's Foods, the people who import the berries and package it up and send it out as Nana's 1 kilo mixed berries. It had it all running to the freezers. It had the government changing labelling laws. It had many stories throughout the media talking about poison berries, and on the stories went. I spoke with Stephen Chaw, the CEO of Paddy's Berries, in February. This is a little of the conversation.
Have you eaten these berries yourself?
I do. I have them in my freezer myself.
Have you been vaccinated against hepatitis A?
No.
I had these berries. My daughter had these berries. My daughter's health was at risk.
And I'm in the same situation. I've got two teenage daughters who eat these products on a weekly basis, and I'm equally as concerned.
Paddy's Foods now have sent out a press release saying that they have tested out their berries and they are all clear. The Managing Director and CEO of Paddy's Foods, Stephen Chaw, is on the line. Mr. Chaw, thanks for your time again.
G'day, Justin. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Tell me what you found. What's happened?
Okay, well, I think last time I spoke to you, we talked about testing 400 samples of berries around the world with four accredited laboratories.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, at that point in time, there was no accredited testing for hepatitis in food in Australia.
Yeah.
So we had to test these berries to all corners of the world. We've taken a little bit longer than anticipated because of the complexity around that testing, but all the test results have come back negative for hepatitis and E. coli.
And what does that tell you? What does that mean to you?
Well, what it means is that, as you rightly pointed out in your intro, that the significant media reporting around this epidemic is not as large as it was purported to be, and that there is no systematic failure in our quality assurance programs, and the programs that we have in place on farm and with our producers and the testing that we do here in Australia pre the recall and post the recall are sound.
We had seen, and I'm part of this coverage as well, I'm not shying away from it, but we had seen graphics of airplanes flying from Chile to China, and we had seen shots of grubby areas in China where the berries had come from. We had talked about concerns. There was suggestion that thousands of people would be infected, and the blame was pointed totally and utterly in your direction.
Yes.
How do you feel now that you've been cleared?
Look, I think at the end of the day, the good news is that, this epidemic wasn't as big as was reported in the media. And, there was reports of cases of 450,000 potentially. And, whilst 31 is still an unacceptable number, we're getting to the end of the epidemiological period. The Department of Health and the Department of Agriculture have been very happy with the progress and the communication between Paddy's and our testing results.
Yeah.
And,
you were a bit critical of them early. Let me set the scene here. The Department of Health went out and they held up your 1 kilo bag of Nana's berries, and they said, here's the culprit.
Yeah. Look, I think the issue is, and the Health Department, I'm sure, would agree with this, and I've met with ministers in Canberra since I spoke to you last talking about this issue, that epidemiology is a science based around interviews and cluster analysis. It doesn't rely on the science and the microbial and the viral testing. And so really what they're saying is people have presented with hepatitis A, interviews have been conducted, and those people commonly have eaten berries, and therefore a link is established.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you a question that I know you can't answer. How do we then account for the 31 cases of Hep A?
Well, look, it's like looking for a needle in a haystack, and you know, we've worked very closely with the Department of Health and Department of Ag, and you know, throughout our testing processes and sharing a lot of testing data, and you know, it's very difficult, and testing, you know, nearly 400 packets. We've tested the facility in China. We've tested all of our products in Australia, and there just is no. You know, scientific link, if you like, to the hepatitis or the E. coli, which is, as we talked about last time, a marker of fecal matter and you know, the presence of hepatitis.
What's this done to your company? What's it done to the brand?
Well, look, there's certainly no doubt the category in supermarkets has taken a tumble, and, you know, we're selling about a tenth of the product that we sold pre the recall, as are a lot of other players in the category.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're working very hard with supermarkets at the moment to try and re-engage consumers and get trust back in the product category and also our brand.
People were... it got personal, didn't it? People were furious at you. And I must admit to feeling the same way myself. They were furious that they had taken something that could have made them sick. And they sort of wanted you to pay for it, didn't they?
Yes. Look,
how did you handle that personally? Look, I mean, you're under attack there.
Yeah, look, it is very difficult. And I guess when you're talking about people's health and well-being, everybody takes that personally, including myself. And, you know, you and I both consume the berries, as we talked about during the intro. But, look, the reality is that there's been criticism of our company in terms of the way we handled the social media. And the difficulty in this situation is, you know, when you don't have a lot of information and you're really working on cluster analysis and you don't have a lot of facts, because our testing results were saying we had no problem because we've tested these products up to four times before they arrive in Australia. We're not saying we had any evidence of E. coli or hepatitis or any other nasties in the product. So when the health department comes to you and says, look, you've got a problem, you need to recall your product, you kind of go with the flow and trust the department. So it's very hard to actually get the information out to consumers until you both go through the process of learning and getting more facts, which is what the department and Paddy's Foods did over the course of the next 4 weeks.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to ask you this question again. I know you're not going to want to answer it, but what has it cost you? I mean, has it brought the company to its knees?
No, absolutely not. Look,
how can it not?
Well, look, the costs aren't immaterial. But again, you know, look, frozen berries is a category that we participate in. We sell a lot of other products as well. It represents about 10% of our business. And the majority of our sales come through other product lines. But look, the reality is that the reputational impact and obviously the sales impact has been significant. And now we're working with our customers and working with consumers to try and get that trust back.
Stephen, I thank you. Thank you very much for the time. I wish you all the best. And if the health department give this the go ahead, I would just say to every media outlet, this media outlet included, that we should help push your product and make sure that we get the message out that you did get the all clear.
Yeah, thank you, Justin. I really appreciate that.
Stephen, just before you go, if somebody still had a bag of these berries in their freezer that they had kept and they're now listening to this interview and it gets the all clear, would you say, go for it? You feel comfortable to consume that product?
Well, as I said, the case in point here is Nana's mixed berries.
No, if you don't mind, the case in point is whether those berries are consumable. Sure. Would you say to somebody, go right ahead and have them?
I would, yes.